Is there anything that you love more than God? Let's pray together. Father, we just ask, Lord, that you would speak your word to us this morning. Lord, we thank you for what you did with your disciples, Lord, that night before you went out into the garden. Lord, how you had that last supper with them. And then you told us, Lord, to do this in remembrance of me. Lord, we want to remember your death today. We want to remember what you went through. Lord, we ask that you would apply it to our lives. And Lord, we want to remember that you're coming back. That you've ascended to heaven. And we don't know when, at any time, that you're coming back. Lord, speak to us through your word. Lord, get me out of the way. Let us hear your voice. Speak to us through your word and through these elements and through this ordinance of this supper that you have established. Speak to each of us. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anything that you love more than God? You've got to answer that question deep in the recesses of your own heart. You have to go deep within, and you need to face that question. You need to look at that question. You need to answer that question deep within. Is there anything that you love more than God? It could be a person that you have to watch out for. It could be a daughter. It could be a son. It could be a spouse. It could be a dream. It could be an idea. It could be another person in your life. It could be a boyfriend. It could be a girlfriend. It could be a parent. Is there anything that you love more than God? It could be your own life. Yourself, your own life. The ultimate test is whether there's anything competing with God. Anything competing with the lordship of Jesus Christ in your life. That He is the Lord. That He is above everything. And that He is your King and your God. And you love Him more than anything else. Because you see, everything else is just His creation. Everything else is from Him. Everything else is a gift entrusted to you for a time. It's all from Him. The ultimate test is whether there's anything else that you love as much as Him or more than Him. Abraham was put to this ultimate test. In Genesis chapter 22, you can turn there with me. That's the first book of your Bible if you're new at this. Turn there with me. Genesis chapter 22. And I want you to see how Abraham was put to this ultimate test. How would Abraham come out? Did Abraham love God more than anything else in his life? Well, he faces an ultimate test with his son, Isaac. His promised son that they had waited on all these years, and they had even gone their own route to try to, they knew they had this promise from God that they would have a son, and they had even gone their own route and tried to make it happen because God was taking too long, and they finally received their son, this promised son from the Lord. And oh, Abraham loved his son Isaac, whose name meant laughter. Abraham loved Isaac, and Abraham was put to the test. Did Abraham love Isaac more than God? Well, let's look at it. Let's see what happened in this ultimate test. Genesis 22, 1 through 14. Hear God's word. Listen for what He's saying to you this morning. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!" "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." Abraham was put to the ultimate test. Did he love his son more or did he love God more? How much? Here's our first takeaway point. Here's our first point. How much did Abraham love God? That's the first thing we see in these 14 verses. How much did Abraham love God? You see, how much he loved his son was put to the test. He adored his son. He loved his son. But did he love his son as much as God, or did he love God more than his son? His love was put to the test. What was he willing to sacrifice for God? What was he willing to give up for God? If he loved God more than anything, and God asked him for something, is there anything that he would hold back from God? Is there anything that he would cling to more than God? Is there anything that he would love more than God? And at this test with his son, we see that he passed. He passed the test. He was willing. He was willing to sacrifice his son for God. He was willing to give up his son for God. He was willing to give his son that which he had received from God, this gift of this son, God's creation. He was willing to give him back to God. That was the first thing that we saw. How much did Abraham love God? The next thing that we need to look at this morning is how much Does God love you? We've seen how much Abraham loved God, what he was willing to sacrifice for God. Now let's look at how much does God love you? Well, let's look at it. What is God willing to give up for you? What is God willing to sacrifice for you? Let's look at that, and maybe that'll tell us how much God loves you. Would God Almighty, would God in heaven, would He hold back His only Son for you? Or would He give Him? Would God Almighty, does God Almighty love you enough personally and individually? Yes, you. Does He love you enough that He would sacrifice His Son for you? Or would He hold Him back? Or does He love His Son more than you? What would He do? We know that He did not hold His Son back from you. We know that He sacrificed His Son for you, so that He could have you, so that He could be with you forever, so that He could have a relationship with you, so that He could be with you for all eternity and get rid of your sins. He would give up His Son. He would sacrifice His Son for you. For your life. His life. For your life. Because you see, without it, your lot is death. It's hell. It's separation from Him forever. So, it's your life or His Son's life. He chose your life. He wants you. And so He gave His Son for you. Well, with God, it's a little bit different. God Almighty, we know that He has revealed Himself through Scripture as what we call Trinity. The way that God has revealed Himself is that He is one. God is one. But God exists in three persons. He is God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit. And each person is fully God by themselves. The Father is God. The Son is God. The Spirit is God. Now you can't comprehend that. You can't understand that. But that's God's truth. That's who He is. That's how He's revealed Himself. And so, not only did God sacrifice His Son for you, not only does He love you so much that He would let His Son go so He could have you. He would give His Son for you in sacrifice. But since He is God, since Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, you see, He gave His life for you. God gave His life for you. Not only would He sacrifice His Son, Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man, and He sacrificed Himself. He gave Himself for you. He gave everything for you, that He could have you, so that you could live forever and be with Him forever, so that you would not die in your sins and pay the penalty for your sins, eternal death and separation from Him. And so He sacrificed His Son. He gave His Son for you. He gave Himself for you, Jesus Christ. He gave His life for you. And so we see in this passage how much Abraham loved God. And then we also have looked at how much God loves you. Well, now the question left to ask is, how much do you love God? How much do you love God? Is there anything that you love more? Is there anything that you would hold back from Him? I love to give these little pocket crosses away. I know a lot of you all do too. And of course, this is our tool. This is our invitation to Highland Avenue Baptist Church. So if you don't always have some in your purse or pocket, you need to. They're right out there. And don't feel bad if you're emptying out that basket. We'll keep filling it up. So this is your tool. And many of you use it to invite people to Highland Avenue Baptist. But it's a little pocket cross. You can keep it on a keychain or in your pocket or purse. And it says, Jesus is Lord. And I give these away all the time. And my favorite line, you can say whatever the Lord leads you to say, but my favorite line, what I like to say, is I'll hold it out and I'll say, would you like to have one of these? And, you know, they'll look at it and I'll say, it's a pocket cross. You know, you can keep it on a keychain or your purse or pocket. And I said, it's just a little reminder that anytime you see it, just to let Jesus be first above everything in your life. Well, what do I mean by that? What do I mean by that? Well, we see how much God, Abraham loved God. We see how much God loves you. And how much do you love Him? In other words, is this little statement on this cross true of you? Can you speak that from your mouth in truth? Can you say, Jesus is Lord? Can you say that in your heart? In other words, can you truly say, there is nothing that I love more than you, Jesus. There is nothing that I'm holding back from you. I love you more than anything. You are first in my life above everything. I used to think I could say that. When I was probably 22 years old, I was a student at Auburn. When I was in college, I was actively going to church. I was Catholic. I was going to church a lot more than a lot of my friends. I was going to Mass every Sunday and all of this. And I thought I had this down. You see, Scripture tells us that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. I thought I had that down. I could say it. And if you asked me, when I was a student, if you asked me, is Jesus your Lord? I would say, yes, yes, Jesus is Lord. He's my Lord. And I would say that. But you know what? It wasn't true. I might speak those words, but He wasn't Lord at that time. My party life was ahead of Him. My girlfriend, whom I'd been seeing for almost 5 years, she was ahead of Him. I had other areas in my life, different things. They were ahead of Him. What does that mean? I loved those things more than Him. I put those things ahead of Him. I would do those things instead of what He wanted. He was second to those things, you see. So He really wasn't Lord. And that is the question for you this morning. How much do you love Him? Abraham passed the test. He loves you infinitely. He gave everything for you. How much do you love Him? Are you willing to give up anything for Him? Or is there something that you would hold back from Him? Even your own life? Will you give your own life for Him? Or is there something that you're holding back for Him? Is He Lord?